But the hardest time in a sailor's day is to watch the sun as it dies away. Here's one more day on that gray funnel line. The finest ship that sailed the sea is still a prison. Harbor.
That's the band called George from their album called Letters to George, and that it the letters are to various people whose names were George. That sort of figures, doesn't it? So a neat Canadian band. I think it's their debut, at least by that name, and if they choose to keep it, then I hope that there are other Georges coming down the pike very soon. And it's 11:09. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And I'm about to enter my historical segment, so I don't know if I need to issue a caution on this one or not. My historical segments are all over the map sometimes. My rule of thumb is sort of 20 to 25 years back before I consider it to be part of the historical picture. Sometimes I go way back, and I mentioned at the intro today that I was having an interesting discussion with Mo Hoag a couple of weeks ago about how we got started in listening to jazz in the first place, and the bands or the individuals that sort of triggered our interest. And I mentioned to Mo that, among other things, like going back to Brubeck and everything else in the small group sense, rhythm was the thing that struck me. Rhythm was just amazing. I used to have this little tube radio, and as a poor sleeper all of my life, I used to spend late nights when I was quite young messing around trying to turn the dial, and it's amazing what you can find later on at night. Like you can end up listening to some radio station in Des Moines, Iowa, or Texas, or Chicago, and it might only last a few minutes, but you can hear some fantastic stuff. I used to do that when I couldn't sleep. And what I found by doing that was that there were this thing called big bands, and they swung like mad. And one of them, which I then was able to listen to other than on my little tube radio, was Woody Herman. And one of my treats was that I actually got to talk to him briefly when he was here in Winnipeg doing a gig. And he was very friendly and effusive. And I'm sure after treating 80 zillion people and meeting them, that's not always the case. But he was just a very pleasant man to talk to very briefly when he was here with his band. Woody Herman kept a number of herds. They kept talking to the Herman herds. There was the third herd and the fourth herd, and he had bands right into the 50s and 60s and more, mainly because at one point the end of his life was tragic in a sense that he had a business manager or an accountant or someone who absolutely screwed him over and left him penniless, if you will. And he spent the last years of his life being literally hounded by the IRS for massive amounts of back taxes, which he was absolutely unable to catch up on. And the jazz world had at least one or several benefit concerts for him in order to try and give him some money to get the IRS off his back. But be that as it may, he was still Woody. Now, in 1976, and at Carnegie Hall in New York in November 76, they arranged to have a 40th anniversary Carnegie Hall concert for Woody Herman. And 40 years, I guess, from the first time he ever led a band or something, whatever. But he obviously was there with his new thundering herd, as they called it, and amazing guest artists. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but I'm going to play through the course of this. You're going to hear Flip Phillips on tenor, Jimmy Pugh on trombone, Phil Wilson on trombone, Pete Condoli on trumpet. These are names, if you know that era of music, will be familiar to you. One of the famous songs of Woody Herman was Four Brothers, and it's recorded at this anniversary with Jimmy Giuffre, Stan Getz, Al Conn, and Zoot Sims doing the Four Brothers. And later on, I'm going to play Early Autumn, which is another standard classic arrangement by Ralph Burns of that song, and Stan Getz has the the tenor on that as well. I'm not going to go through all of this, and he does some introductions anyhow, so you're going to hear his voice. And the first introduction is by Leonard Feather, and I'll let him set the stage for this whole thing. But everybody, I mean, Joe Lovano is kicking around there. Jimmy Rowles, there are names that if you know the jazz world, you know that they just put everybody they could find into the guest artistry here, along with his current thundering herd back in the 70s, where he had two or three sort of rock-oriented and very interesting albums that I have played over the years here. But I don't think I've ever played this one. And the reason I needed to maybe issue a caution is most of this is really in-your-face stuff. This is not... There's a couple of subtle tracks, obviously, but mainly it is flat-out just wildly swinging and excitable and enthusiastic music. A lot of energy here. So if you ever want to just sort of say, what did the big band sound like and what did they sound like when they were just cutting forth, you're going to hear it here. From 1976, the Woody Herman Memorial 40th Anniversary Carnegie Hall Concert. Here's a set, starting with an introduction by the one and only Leonard Feather.
Thank you very much, and good evening, everyone. You know, 40 years ago, last election night, Franklin D. Roosevelt carried every state except Maine and Vermont. On that very same evening, Woody Herman, playing his first date ever as leader of his own orchestra, carried the Roseland Ballroom in Brooklyn. That was the beginning. So I want to welcome you to this gathering of the herds, and incidentally, that expression, the Herman Herd, was coined by the celebrated writer George T. Simon. George wrote it for Metronome Magazine. Hi, George, I know you're there. Metronome didn't survive, and we are meeting a lot of people like Woody Herman who have survived many magazines and many musical revolutions. But this concert will not be just a celebration of nostalgia. It's not just a lot of sentiment. I think, above all, it's going to be a memorable musical evening and a celebration of love. And we'd like you to meet the man who's the object of our affection. Yeah. Coming on out.
It's lovely to be here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot, pal. First of all, I just want to say one thing to all of you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. And I'm sincerely meaning it. I don't want to keep you waiting because I've got some marvelous cats here and I want them to blow right at you. Here's one we did in 1900, and I'd like to repeat it tonight. Here's one called Apple Honey. One, two, three, and... Yeah! Don Lemon, Chubby Jackson, Flip Phillips, Phil Wilson. Phil, take a bow. Phil Wilson, trombone. Jimmy Pugh, trombone. Vintage of 77. And here now is Flip with Sweet and Lovely.
Thank you.
I've asked my very good friends to do a tune called The Brotherhood of Man, and I think that they can handle it. And their fellow Californian, Jake Hanna. All the ranchers are here tonight. Beautiful, man. Well, But right now, I'd like to call upon a man that I consider one of the truly great giants of everything that's happened in jazz, at least in my part of my world, for the last 40 years. He wasn't around 40 years ago because I'm much too young for that. But I could feel his influence even then. I don't know what the hell was happening. It's a reverse action. But I want you to meet one of the great composer arrangers of all time. I don't have to tell you much because this Academy Award winner, little grabber, is probably the greatest. This is Mr. Ralph Burns, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. And we're going to do a composition that Ralph did for us, and it's probably one of the loveliest things that I ever had the pleasure of playing or trying to do. And not only that, but it lives so well because it was right to begin with. And the guy who was then just a little spriggins of a lad who owned a saxophone and seemed to know what to do with it and did a fantastic solo on it and kind of twisted the world around. Well, he happened to show up tonight from Europe, and he's here to join us. And he's certainly one of the giants of any kind of music. This is Mr. Stan Getz. And here now, then, is Ralph Burns' composition, Early Autumn. Big feet, lonely like it, nothing needs, but she's my baby, love her just the same. Crazy about that woman calls Caledonia the name. Caledonia, Caledonia, oh, big, oh, big, yeah. Love you just the same. Crazy about that woman, Caledonia the name. Caledonia, Caledonia, oh, big, oh, big, yeah. Thank you.
real big head so hard.
Yeah, that was some sort of love in, and I did warn you about the fact that this was not not necessarily sort of shy, quiet music, and it wasn't, was it? Anyhow, there you go. That was my historical segment for today, the 40th anniversary celebration concert for Woody Herman at Carnegie Hall. As an aside, I can tell you that I had the incredible pleasure of singing with a choir on that stage in Carnegie Hall. And the first time I walked out on that stage to rehearsal, I got goosebumps because I kept thinking, all the people I know, especially in the jazz world, who have stood exactly where I'm standing and played for the audience at that great, great soundbox. Incredible acoustic in there. So that was from Carnegie Hall in 1976, a love-in, as I say, for Woody Herman. And it must have been an awful lot of fun to be there. That was my historical segment today. And it's got us to 11:55, which is just about the end of our second hour. So I think you need to know exactly what it is you're listening to, and I can help you out there.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Yes, indeed, you need to stay tuned for more great community radio. And what Robin said there was that we would like to hear from you. And that reminds me that it won't be too long now, just a few weeks, until CKUW starts its annual fund drive. As you may know, the station needs money from the community to help us continue to provide this incredible range of music and other information for you. Almost all the hosts, like I am, are volunteers, but we need the money to keep the station going. not for our salaries. Actually, they've been doubling my salary every year. Oh, dear. Anyhow, that's coming up in February, so we will really want to hear from you then. So just a little bit of a preview here, because starting around the 9th of February for the 2 weeks following that, we will be having our annual fund drive, which gives us absolutely critical money to allow us to continue to provide you with all those incredible 450 watts of ERP, and boy, do we make them count. And yes, sir. And this is Voyage, and you may be aware of that. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between now and 1 o'clock, between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays. And as an aside, I can just tell you that the fund drive coming up in February will be my 25th fund drive. So I hope that that sort of anniversary might trigger some responses from listeners as well. But that's coming up in a few weeks. Until then, let's get going with some more music now to get us through the rest of this time. Okay, back to current Canada now for this next group. The group is called Bellbird, and this is their debut album. It's called Root in Tandem. And Bellbird is made up of Claire Devlin on tenor, Allison Burek on alto and bass clarinet, Eli